This is Renovar Ministries, revealing Christ and renewing one heart at a time.
Founded on the Rock, Self-Restraint. We are working through the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus gave, step by step. This is a marathon sermon with powerful teachings, fully relevant to a Christian's daily living, whether that was in Christ's time or now in the 21st century. We continue in the book of Matthew chapter 5 from verse 21. Let us follow together. You have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment." But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, "Raca," shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says you fool shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. Jesus brings across a lot of godly direction in this passage. He reiterates the importance of the commandment that you shall not murder. God gives life, and as Christians, God wants us to be advocates for the value of every human life and the preservation thereof. In this passage, we also see that the Lord calls us not to sin in our anger. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 confirms this, reminding us not to harbor anger, but rather to deal with it swiftly. Anger is a natural emotion. Jesus himself expressed anger in the temple of God when the people were profaning the house of the Lord by turning it into a market and money shrine through their buying and selling. In that moment, Jesus was righteously infuriated with anger. He chased out everyone who was not honoring God the Father. He even overturned the tables of the money changers. Yet, he never sinned. If you cannot control your anger, it can quickly turn into sin. When people are consumed with anger, they can say harmful words or even do destructive actions to hurt others and to destroy things. When you are feeling angry, it is imperative to deal with the core reason of why you are angry. Some people spend their whole lives being angry, and that is because they have unresolved anger and offense deep inside their hearts. That is why it is so important to do introspection to understand why you are feeling angry. For some people, their anger goes way back, as far back as childhood, from a broken relationship perhaps, or from an injustice, for example. God is faithful, and he wants to bring his healing to every heart. You can freely go to the Father with every emotion and share how you feel, so that he can give you the wisdom to overcome in your situation. God also wants to help you through any trauma of the past, so that you can live life victoriously. From this section of the Sermon on the Mount, we can clearly see that God wants you to operate in the approach of peace and reconciliation with others. By this, he wants you to reach out to others to make peace when there has been a dispute or altercation. He wants you to talk about what makes you angry or dissatisfied, and he encourages you to seek a solution. That is why it is so important to approach others if you have any offense against them, as well as when you know they have something against you. When you feel that your anger is rising, or when you have negative thoughts against others, stop and ask God to come and transform you. Ask the Lord to meet you in that very moment, because he will bring the resolution. Amen. Join me as we pray together. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, and Lord, we just want to sincerely repent of any time in our lives where we have harbored hatred or anger in our hearts towards others, or to you, Lord, or even to our own selves. God, we recognize that you have called us to be your instruments of love and peace on this earth. Therefore, please help us to restore your love and peace where possible. Father, I also lift up every person who is struggling with anger or thoughts of harm towards others, and I ask for a supernatural breakthrough in their life right now. Please touch their hearts, Lord, and give them the mind of Christ. Where possible, please reveal the root of any anger or hatred. I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. May the Lord truly bless you and your loved ones. Be bold and go out there and reconcile with your family, your friends, your colleagues, and your neighbors. In Jesus' name.
Please feel free to connect with us through our website, www.renovarministries.org, for free resources, or if you need any prayer. May God bless you and your family. Shalom.